today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome. We're talking about the concept of sacrifice in the view of Islam. I invite you to listen to us. But first we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 6th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we listen to verse 37 of Chapter Al-Hajj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين.
Their meat will not reach Allah, nor will their blood. But what reaches him is piety from you. Thus have we subjected them to you, that you may glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and give good tidings to the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The flesh of animals which is given as almsgiving and the blood which is shed on the ground as the result of slaughtering camels are not things that can attract the pleasure of Allah, but the thing that attracts the content of Allah, the Almighty, is your piety, sincerity, and pure intention. This good news is for those who utilize these divine blessings in the path of obeying Him, Allah, and they fulfill their duties in the best form and especially do not show any shortcoming in spending out in the cause of Allah.
Allah, 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 ma lana maulan siwa Allah, Allah.
We're discussing about Islam and sacrifice. Sacrifice is the stuff of which good and successful ordinary human lives are made. Without it, life will be devoid of peace, harmony, and cooperation, full of conflict and discord, a prey to self-centeredness. covetousness and immediate gratification of desires. Moreover, neither families nor communities can exist or achieve cohesive and strength without some sacrifice on the part of their members. Also, no human endeavor can succeed in reaching its goal unless one sacrifices things valued or desired. What is true of ordinary human life and endeavor, whatever its nature or important, is certainty, much more true of Islamic lifestyle. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with a sacrifice and its role in people's lifestyle. As we find it to be the case in most ethical trends and ethical recommendations, people are invited and recommended to help the needy and those people who may be in need of receiving any help. And when receiving and when giving help to other people means that we have to devote whatever has already been put aside for ourselves, and we may be in need of those items or those things, yet we give them to those people who are in dire need of those items or those things. It's called sacrifice. And what's important in this connection is that, sacrifice and proving to be a person who is ready to show his sacrifice to other people is appreciated not only by Muslim communities and religious people. However, it's a feature that's very much appreciated by even non-Muslims and those people who may not believe in any divine religion. In this connection, it's indicated that in the Islamic religion, in many contexts, sacrifice is highly remarkable.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Now we look at things to sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Number one, dunya, this world. We may never truly understand just how much our hearts are attached to the dunya, this world, until we decide to give it up for the sake of Allah. We can sacrifice the dunya, this world, through the simplest acts. Give up some of the time you may spend on social media or watching a movie to read Quran and learn about Islam. How about sacrificing some of your sleep and wake up on the time of night prayer to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah grant us all the ability to have a strong faith and strength and willingness to give up whatever comes between us and Allah, so that we may gain nearness to Him. At this part, we'll look at Karbala for a short time, an unforgettable sacrifice for Islam. The contemporary world, its socio-political structure and civilizational growth owe a great measure of gratitude to sacrifice and leadership of a few people of yore who have left indelible footprints on the sands of time. Imam Hussein's name stands out among these people as one whose supreme sacrifice against ignorance, tyranny, and oppression, and to uphold human rights, truth, and justice will never be forgotten from human memory, surmising on the rise and breakdown of societies and civilizations in his great work. A study of history, Professor Arnold Toynbee concludes that societies and civilizations develop under guidance of a very small group of leaders. He observes that when a society deteriorates and it seems that it is beyond any hope of reform, God chooses to send his vicegerent, who in behavior and conduct displays his qualities and virtues. It appears to human eye as if God himself had descended on earth in the grasp of man to redeem humanity from the darkness and chaos. Hussein, Professor Toynbee writes, is one of these vicegerents of Allah sent to dispel ignorance and to reform society of that time in history.
When you come and read the story and the events of Ashura and what Imam Hussein alayhi salam did in Karbala, what truly stands out brilliantly throughout the stories of the day of Ashura is how Imam Hussein alayhi salam managed to preserve the rights against him. How Imam Hussein alayhi salam maintained حقوق الله and حقوق الناس. You see, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if you read his story and you concentrate on this fact, you will find that the Imam, he managed in an unbelievable way, in an exemplary, outstanding way, he managed to preserve all the rights that were against him. Never did he violate any of the rights. Never did he transcend or exceed any of the rights towards Allah nor any other human being. Even though, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam throughout those days, those were difficult times. It was desperate conditions. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's conditions were dire. And anytime you see someone when he's in a tragedy, he doesn't care about rights and rules, correct? When you're facing a tragedy, the last thing on your mind is, what are the rights against me, towards Allah, towards other people? Some people lose their minds when there are tragedies. And especially the tragedies that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein faced on the day of Ashura, that a mountain could not withstand. But yet, he was so strong, he was so resilient, my friends, that he was still able to preserve and maintain all the rights against him. The rights towards Allah and the rights towards other human beings. Do you know why? Do you know why Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even while he was being killed, even while they were killing his children in front of him, while they killed his 6-month-old baby on his lap, can you remain thinking logically after your child is killed right in front of your eyes while you're holding him? Can you think straight after something like that happens? Can you even think about Allah and other people's rights? Some people, the smallest thing happens, that's it. They neglect and abandon all the wajibat. Oh, because of the smallest excuse, because I had a meeting. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, even in those dire conditions, he never forgot the huquq that were towards him. Do you know why? Because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is a role model. And when you're a role model 24/7, no matter what the conditions are. There are some people, anytime they're comfortable, yes, they're such good people. But as soon as they run into problems, hardships, you see the other side of that person. You see a completely different person. And that's why in Arabic there's a famous expression that says, عند تقلب الأحوال يعرف أو تعرف جواهر الرجال. You want to know the essence of someone? You want to see the true personality of someone? Come and see him when he is facing a big problem. We become angry, rage, we lose our minds, we do stupid things, we lose patience, so on and so forth, correct? Sometimes we turn into animals because of how impatient and angry we become.
Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.